Living or dying? When dictionaries around the world started announcing their word of the year, 2018 looked like it would end on a depressing note. After all, single use, Collins Dictionary's pick, toxic, the choice of Oxford Dictionary, and misinformation, dictionary.com's selection, are not exactly the most upbeat words in English. But now we have living coral, Pantone's 2019 Colour of the Year to save the day. The Pantone Colour Institute, based in the US, announced on December 6th that it had chosen this golden orange hue as its colour of the year. In the words of the Institute's press release, the colour symbolises our innate need for optimism and joyful pursuits. It's true that there is something magical about orange. It conjures up the image of a sunrise or a warm campfire in the woods. It reminds us of what Russian painter Wassily Kandinsky wrote in Concerning the Spiritual in Art. Orange is like a man, convinced of his own powers. However, to speak of human powers in the same breath as living coral might make us think. After all, the world's coral reefs are dying thanks to human powers. The announcement comes at a time when rising water temperatures and human activities continue to harm coral reefs around the world, said VOA News. And with the end of the coral reefs as living, breathing things, will come the end of the colour. In other words, the colour which Pantone chose to set the tone for the coming year no longer exists, at least naturally, in many parts of the world. Perhaps in troubled times, we crave the reassurance of a colour that is warm, natural and solid, Lettice Eisenman, Executive Director of Pantone, told The Guardian. But we need more than just reassurance and optimism. We need the resolve to make necessary changes so that we can continue to see living coral in real coral reefs, as well as on Pantone's colour palette. Only then will we be able to say that living coral has truly saved the day.